Well, it's been a very quiet week on the Australian Stock Exchange, and that trend continues on this Thursday afternoon. Kevin, why is the stock market so quiet?
I really don't know. I mean, I think it's no real clarity on the trade tensions, both going on between the US and China and, of course, UK and Europe that I mentioned yesterday. And we're just drifting around. Like today is the fourth day in a row, and I can't recall this for quite some time, where the movement has been less than 10 points. Today it's down 8 points. And I think we've had a couple up, couple down, net for the week. We're probably two or three for the week, net up or down. I can't remember which one's which, but it's just drifting around and there's no real movement in commodity prices. The currency's a little bit weaker. No real news out there. There's been a lot of news, a lot of analysis going on about markets and where they should be. And everything's basically the same. It's funny though, I look at what traded for the day value-wise, the big cap stocks, and there's only about three of them that are up. And the rest are down. You'd expect the market to be down 20, 30 or 40 points.
Mm.
And in fact, it's only down 8. So, yeah, it's a funny sort of day. The banks are all down. I think it's the third time I've said that this week. I think earlier in the week it was all less than 10 cents. Well, today it's all less than 20 cents. But they were all down. They all sort of drifted around a bit. Even the big healthcare stocks, they hardly moved. They actually, coincidentally, they both lost 97 cents today. So Cochlear finished at $200.60 and CSL finished at $202.02. But they're both down exactly 97 cents, which is...
A few gremlins in the system again, isn't it?
There is, yes. And the higher oil prices are making a few people scratch their heads as well. So obviously sanctions in Iran are starting to bite. Problems in Venezuela, a big oil producer as well.
And don't get me started on oil prices because, Kevin, when you look at the fuel tank and you think, hold on, it's school holiday time, isn't it? Oh, all of a sudden we've got to pay a bit more money to fill up our car.
Yeah, correct. I know. It's outrageous. And the ACCC, of course, will be running around there stopping everything else from happening. And happens right under their nose all the time.
It does. And they say competition is the best form of trying to get these prices down. But they also admit that, guess what? All these big oil companies are still recording record profits and the like. Just shake your head at
this. And they all have exactly the same price. And they all put it up on Tuesday. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You know, I'm sure lots of callers ringing and have exactly those complaints. And I can assure you I'm exactly on their side as well. But yes, the government has tried to impose themselves on a lot of industries across this country in the last 3 to 6 months, and they seem to just ignore the ones that actually hit everybody in their hip pocket all the time, even if you're catching public transport, because the government itself's paying higher oil prices as well. So, yeah, a little bit frustrating on that front. But what is happening, of course, is that LNG prices and energy prices still keep going up. So the oil and gas stocks are doing very well. Woodside keep grinding higher. Beach Petroleum were the best performing stock today because they had a shareholder update. And their stock gained nearly 10%, I think it was. In fact, 7.5% up, 15%.
Strong day.
Over $2 now at $2.14. Woodside at nearly $39. Santos, we mentioned them yesterday. They've been going very well. I'm sort of kicking myself. As I mentioned, they are the stock of the month for me, but I was reluctant to push one in what I thought would be a quiet month, this month of September.
Mm.
And lo and behold, they're probably up 8 or 10% so far this month. So they're one of the few stocks that are up. As I mentioned, Woodside and Santos, the only ones in value-wise that are up today. If I look at percentage changes, it's some of the usual suspects like Afterpay and nanotechnology and a couple of things that are under takeover. NRW doing well. As we were talking about yesterday, there's got to be some more expenditure coming from those big iron ore companies. And Coca-Cola got a bit of fizz in it, pun intended, up 21 cents, and they finished at $9.78. Currency-wise, as I said, it's weaker. It's done a 72.28 against the US. You're buying euros, it's still $1.62. Sterling's still $1.82. The gold price lost a couple of dollars. It's trading at $1,195 US, but in Aussie dollar terms, it's still doing okay. So another quiet day. I expect it'll be even quieter tomorrow. Of course, you've got the grand final parade, a lot of people heading to Melbourne, a lot of people heading to Sydney as well, and also a public holiday in Sydney and Melbourne on Monday. Market will still be open because it only shuts if both Sydney and Melbourne are closed on the same day, which they're not, which means not many people are going to be looking tomorrow either. I wouldn't be surprised.
You're going to be drifting.
Sub 10-point day. So we'll talk to you then anyway. Let you know if it does end up happening like that. But that's it for the stock market on a Thursday.
I'll tell you what, we'll keep an eye on as well, Kevin, if any of the companies decide to put out the trash, a good opportunity tomorrow. So we'll make sure that we have
those late announcements. So you're learning this paper, aren't you, young man?
Thank you, mate. See ya.
Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.